You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
You're John Chespagon.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
If you want to listen to this episode or any of our episodes ad-free, you can do that now. Head on over to Patreon. Click on the ad-free level. You get all of our bonus shows that you've been hearing so much about. Plus, every single day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, you can listen to this episode or any of our other episodes at the same time, ad-free, over on Patreon. Hey everyone, this is David. Welcome back behind the velvet rope. Let's just get right into it today because we are joined by the one, the only, Mr. Romain Bonnet.
Thank you so much for having me.
What is going on? How are you today? What is going on in LA?
Good. We have been like crazy busy with Mary. And then, between all the projects we had like business meeting. Actually, I finally got to take Mary on a date last night, last minute, then end up by going to business meeting right away after. So we finished, we came back home. It was like, I don't know, like almost 12, 11:30, something like that.
And I then, saw you guys went out of date last night. Well, listen, you know, thank you for fitting me into your schedule. I mean,
of course,
no you've way. Been at Coachella, you've been at Stagecoach Festival. I mean, I don't know where you find. Well, listen, for anyone that doesn't believe that all of you hang out, that all the agents of the Oppenheim Group hang out, just go in. You guys were all at Stagecoach together. You were all at Coachella. So how does anything exciting happen at either of those festivals? I mean, you guys look like you had a lot of fun.
No, I mean, we went there and we tried to spend some time. Actually, so nothing really like incredible happened. We just actually went and get to spend some time and chill a little bit because when we are actually in LA, it's just like nonstop. So which is good, you know, I can't complain. It's just like we have a crazy laugh and I don't know if we even share that enough or something like that, but that, like a lot of things doesn't happen. Like it's not like 8 to 5 or 8 to 4 or whatever it is. We've just been working like crazy and nonstop like since this morning, like, you know, finished at 11:30 last night, wake up at 5:30 this morning, since then nonstop. And then right away after that, we have another business meeting. So no, but I mean, things are going well. It just, been super busy. And I mean, I'm thankful also, you know, for being that busy.
It's like a far cry from growing up in France, right?
Yeah, that's for sure.
I mean, growing up in France, like, could you ever see this? Like, could you ever see your life like in LA and just living? Listen, people would kill. I mean, I'm in New York City. These are the places that people would kill to live in the US, right?
I know. Yeah. No, I am really thankful and grateful for all the opportunity that came my way and you know, for everything that I'm able to do and get to live, like, you know, every day, you know, since I'm here. I don't think it would be possible, you know, being in France and have this kind of life, but also that's why I decided to move from France, is because I didn't want to have that type of life, even though, you know, I'm missing my family, my friends, and some food also. that's why I moved, because I wanted actually to have that type of life. So that's also something special. Not everyone can do it, because it's like nonstop, like 100 miles an hour, like every day. And then we don't get to see anything, but, you know, that's a choice I made, and I don't regret it at all. And, you know, I will pick the same choice again and again. So.
Did you move to LA originally? Was it because of modeling? Is that the reason that you moved?
So modeling, and also as a chef, because so I was living in Australia just before I came here. I've been moving all around the world since I was 18 years old, but I was living in Australia because I came in the US just before going to Australia, and I had to wait like 3 more months to get my visa. It was something silly, and I couldn't wait. Like it was 6 months total, but it was I had 3 months to his visa, so basically I was just missing those 3 months. And so they said, no, you have to go back and you have to do the thing. So I decided to go back over there, and so I was I decided to move to Australia to meet one of my friends that was supposed to come here with me. And then last minute, when I was living in Australia, I fell in love with like the city. I was living in Sydney. It was totally, yeah, I feel nice. Like it's a small LA, so you know, it also kind of like. But yeah, I always wanted to come here, and then I got the opportunity for a job as a chef and also for modeling. So both opportunities came up, and I had to think a little bit about it, because I'm like, you know, I found the spot Sydney. I was all like settled down and I had my place. I have everything, and I was loving. But I didn't want to leave with a regret to see like what could have happened if I did make the choice to move to the US, you know what I mean? It could have been like a total, like I could have screwed myself over and then just like, you know, just go down, and then nothing could have happened right. And then, you know, I just would have like regret, but at least I would have rather do that. And then, you know, I had to go back and then restart and everything, because I was losing a lot by leaving Australia and last minute and everything. But at least I would have been able to tell myself, like, you know, I don't have any regret. I know what happened. You know, I tried. We failed, but I tried.
Totally. But,
you know, if I didn't, then you always will live like with like what could have happened if I moved there. And I'm like, I don't know.
And so, is this true that you met Mary like 2 days after you got to LA? Is that true?
Oh, so basically I came back to France. So I was in France for about like 6 months. So when I was moving to when I came back and was moving here to work for a French company, those boss that I was coming to work for had a friend in common with Mary. So when they came, because they were living in Miami, so when they came here, they got in touch with Mary to find a place and everything. And so they told her, they said, oh, we're going to have like a couple of French chefs that's coming. That obviously, you know, they're going to be looking for a place. Would you mind? So we were talking with Mary for like about like 3 or 4 months, something like that before. Even more, like probably like close to be 6. Not right away when I came back to France, but almost. So for 6 months, you know, but she was sending me place. But I'm like, you know, unfortunately, I'm still waiting for my visa. So, you know, I'm still. And so basically, as soon as I got my visa, I think 2 days after, so I was on the plane. I flew to LA and I landed. And so I actually called Mary and I said, well, you know, I'm finally here. We can look. And she said, well, funny enough, I'm in France. I'm like, what? I'm like, it's been 6 months waiting for me to move here. And now that I'm here, you moved, you went to where I was. So that was funny. But she said, no, don't worry. I'm coming back the next day. So I think I came here on the Wednesday. She flew back on Thursday and we met on Friday. And so on the Friday, so I met her and I'm like, wow. So I asked her out, I think 2 or 3 days after. And I said, so a week after, basically, we went out and we started dating. So, but I met her, yeah, basically like 2 days after, a day and a half after I landed in LA.
And she was trying to help you find an apartment?
Exactly.
Did she find you an apartment?
Yeah, she did. The funny joke, it was like, I think the second place actually when we went there. So So and the owner was there and actually make a joke because he was like, so is it for both of you? And she said, and we both laugh. And then she said, no, I'm the realtor. And then, you know, he's my client. And so we're laughing about it. And so later on, I said, you don't see even people already saw us together before.
So that was people the, knew.
Yeah.
So you move and like, what was it? Because like, you know, you think like you were young, you are young. You would think like, you know, LA, it's a good city to be a single guy in, right? Like you didn't want to go out and like play the single LA field.
I could have. Nah, obviously, I have a past. You know, I've been that guy. I traveled all around the world. I went to, I used to live in Norway, in Oslo, in New Caledonia, in Italy, in Austria. So I've been playing that and my part of like party time and everything. But everyone says that I'm old soul and I always knew what I wanted. And so I just really wanted to focus on my future and then start sharing and more like, you know, instead of like partying and, oh, I spent $1,000 last night in a nightclub with a bottle and then now I have a big headache and whatever. I'd rather like, you know, now experience and then travel with, you know, the person that I love, obviously Nightmare, and then just like create more things. So yes, obviously don't, you know, anyone in the world, if you ask, yeah, would you have, like to be a single in LA, yes, could have been fun, yeah, but for how long and for, you know, for what at the end of the day. So no, I had my part of fun before and I knew what I wanted. So at first I think that was a question for me. I'm like, but you're young, you came to LA, obviously everyone wants to party and then do these things. But so but she ended up, you know, I did everything that, you know, to make her feel comfortable, that, you know, not, I wasn't looking for any fun or, you know, to score over. And I just wanted to focus on my future and then been working like my ass off since then. And, you know, so.
And you are an old soul. I mean, that's my first thing that I think of. I mean, you have heard that before in life, like people have told you this.
Yeah, everyone. Pretty much everyone. They even make fun because they say I'm the youngest one in the group. I'm always the one like, you know, caring for like the whole group, like saying like, don't put the music too loud, you know, because of the neighbor. I'm always trying to think, you know, so but since I'm super young, I've always been, you know, hanging out with other people and yeah, that's always been my thing here.
So what was it about Mary? Like, you know, people say like, when you know, like what was it about Mary that you didn't want to pursue this life and you were like, no, this is the one.
Well, but that's the things, you know, like they say, when you know, you know. But how do you know it? I don't know. You just know it. It's like almost, it's hard to say it. I just feel, it's more a feeling. After at the end of the day, it's like waiting. It's like having kids. Are you 100% sure? I don't know if you're 100% sure, but you know that something different, right? You can't really explain it why. You just feel different about that person. And then Marie, since day one, since I jumped in a car when she came to pick me up to go around to check out places, like the first day we met, I don't know, we had that connection. It was so like fluid and I don't know. Yeah, it went so well. And I don't know, it went from there and then I wanted to see her more. And then.
What did you guys do on your first date?
So what happened? What? So, because when I came in LA, I was working, but like a crazy. Like I was working 12 to 14 hours a day for 4 months, one day off in 4 months. I mean, it was like insane. Wow. And so the first night, so I asked her out, right? So there was a Friday night and so I went to her place and then we're going out, right? And so as we go out, she said, oh, my friend actually going to a restaurant. If you want, we can meet with them. And then after we'll see. I'm like, okay, sure. So we went there. And then last minute, I didn't plan anything of that. Last minute, she said, oh, they want to go to a club. I'm like, all right, fine, let's go. So we go to the club, which is at that point that we end up by kissing for the first time. And then about 30 minutes after I kissed her, I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm gonna have to go. She looked at me like, what the hell is going on? Like, what is wrong? And the thing was, like, I didn't tell her, but I was actually working at 3 a.m. the next day. It was like 1:30. So I'm like, Well, so basically I have 30 minutes to go. I'm probably going to sleep like 30 minutes. And she said, but you're crazy. Where did you go? I'm like, no, I really wanted to do that. But at that point, so we didn't do much at all. We just went to dinner then with her friend, which was Jason, Brett, and a couple other friends. And then went to the club for like about like 30, 45 minutes. And then I had to go because I was working. So yeah.
Did she say, like, what does that mean? Like, what are you doing at 3 a.m.? Like, what job is this?
No. Well, she knew I was working, and she knew I was working a lot because, she knew because I talked to her. Like, right away, like I said, we had that connection, and I feel really comfortable. And even, like, we start dating, like, a week after I came, so it was super fast. We're already here, but yeah, right away I talked to her because, you know, not everything was going well at all, you know, in the business I was working for. And I was working so much and everything. She knew about it. Like, literally, every time she was picking me up to go to see places, like, she gave me like 5 seconds, I was falling asleep like every day, every time, everywhere. Like, it was like not even funny. Like, and so she knew about my things and she almost felt bad. She said, but you shouldn't have come out and everything. I said, no, I really wanted to. But yeah, no, that was... Well, at first, I didn't tell her. She knew I was working a lot. I didn't tell her I was working at 3 a.m. So she was like, what is going on? Like, we just kiss and then you just want to leave? And I'm like, no, that's not you.
How did you start modeling? Like, how did that start?
It all started because I've always been like into fitness, but I really got into fitness when I was living in Australia. And then one of the photographers actually called me and said, like, you know, I would like to do a photo shoot with you and everything. I'm like, okay, fine. Because I always wanted to do it and I've got the chance. So I'm like, okay, why not? So I did that photo shoot. And from that photo shoot, someone on Instagram reached out to me and said, listen, I saw the picture. It looks incredible. But apparently this photographer I've been known for like some time. He was editing the picture a little bit too much. He said, listen, because he was a big, big photographer. So he said, listen, I'm coming to Sydney. I would like to meet you and then we'll see from that. I'm like, okay, fine. So he came and actually he said, no, actually, like, you're amazing. So we did a big photo shoot together, actually two in a row. And then from this photographer on his page, one of the manager of Wilmina that was following him because he was working with them a lot at some point, saw me and reached out to me. And so that's how I end up by getting in contact with Wilmina. And then after I end up by signing contract. So now I'm signed with Wilmina in LA and in New York. And so, yeah, so far.
What do you love best about modeling? Think back to where you were when you first heard or learned about reality TV. Can you really think back? Probably not, because reality TV has been with us forever. And that's what brings us all together here behind the Velvet Rope. Well, now I want you to remember this moment, because listen, Being is reality TV for your ears. That's right. It's an innovative new audio format like no other podcast you've ever heard. This season, it's Being Trans. Meet Chloe, Jeffrey, Mariana, and Sai. Over the course of 6 episodes, you get to be a fly on the wall. And isn't that what we all love best? For their most intimate conversations and unscripted raw moments. I thought I was going to listen to these 6 episodes, like, you know, over the course of 6 weeks, because I'm really busy. Binged, could not stop listening. Listen, they handle health and family and relationships, of course, their love lives and drama. So with this podcast, you're going to gain a unique understanding and insight into their lives. And again, fly on the wall, eavesdropping, that's what we love best. From Lemonada Media's Being Studios, this is audio reality. Brilliant idea, guys. This is Being Trans. Being Trans is out now wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know. I just like to be able to, like, you know, you can. There's so many different things you can do, like with clothes, with like different spots in studio, in there's so many things that can be so cool. And sometimes you don't even think about it. That I think, like, the result that you can get in picture and the expression on your face and everything, it's so fun. I think there's so many good things that you can do about it. That's the cool part of it. Now, obviously, we are in LA. And there's a lot of concurrence. There's a lot of competition everywhere. Everyone is a model here in LA. Like, I mean, it's like almost, you know, so yeah, there's a lot of competition. But I mean, if for me personally, it's been a little bit more slow this past couple months. But obviously, I've been so busy with other projects that, you know, I'm trying to switch back, which so far has been working well. But yeah.
So all of this is going great. You're with Mary. What happens? Like, how does this conversation happen when Mary comes home? Like, does she come home one day and say, hey, today at work, our boss, Jason, who you know, says we're going to be part of this reality TV show. Like, when did you first hear about this?
I can't remember how it happened exactly, because basically they knew. I mean, the producer reached out to them after he saw the one of the billboards on Sunset, like all those girls and everything. So I think they reached out to them. And then I think they just start talking about, like Mary, because I'm always with her and Jason, and I was hanging out. And so they end up by talking. So, you know, we there's this producer from Netflix that, you know, really interested about, you know, doing a show with us and everything. So we start talking about it, but there wasn't like something like that was going to happen, like 100% for sure, you know. So it just started more and more and more, and then until, like, you know, they say, okay, it's been picked up, and then we're gonna do it. And I'm like, okay. But I at first I wasn't even supposed to be part of it. They said, like, all the you know, husband or like boyfriend or whatever, or the of the whole cast, they can be here when there's like party stuff like that, you know, when they film and there's a big party. But other than that, they didn't want to. And then until, like, you know, I came on and they asked me, I think. And then after they saw the story, they could not make, because that's what was going to happen, but they could share out of our story. And they saw that it was funny, like, you know, and interesting seeing, like, you know, another European guy, you know, with the Mary that's successful, that's at the brokerage, and I was French and everything. So, and then we're getting married and everything. So I think that's the whole things that happened. And they asked me to come more and more on it, until to a point that I remember one day they said, okay, the whole cast is supposed to come to this party, and I wasn't even on the group text. And then so when they went there, I mean, I was at work, I finished, I came home, I knew Mary was like, oh, we have an event, so whatever, so a little ago. And then apparently they went to see Mary, they said, but where's Romain? And I'm like, well, Romain just finished work, he's at home. But we said, but the whole cast, I'm like, yeah, but he's not the cast. I said, oh yeah, we mean one with the cast now, Romain is part of the cast. So that's how it started. And then after, yeah, basically I was, you know, the more and more on it. And then,
wow. So yeah. Right from season one, like when it started, you know, I remember like one of your first scenes, it's that scene and you're shirtless and you bring the coffee into bed with Mary. You know, these yeah. are like your first scene. So like right away, like, what did you think? You know, like, you film it, but you don't know how it's going to be edited until you start seeing.
Yeah. It. Well, the first season was like the. Yeah, for everyone was like a little bit scary in some way, because you have no idea how that's going to be edited and what's going to be the result of it. So basically, you just go with the flow, because, yes, you know, they can only show what you do, but, you know, sometimes, you know, it can be portrayed in a certain way or whatever. And then the problem is, like, once it's edited and you get to see the show, right? Because we get to see the show just a couple of days before it comes out, just
yeah.
after for us, also the press and everything. So we are able to, you know, talk about it. But the problem is, like, once you see it, that's done. You like it, you don't like it. You're like, oh, what was that? And no, that's going out in a week, you know, so you can do anything. So the first was like probably like, it wasn't scary, but everyone was like waiting to see, like, oh, that was going to, you know, be edited and, you know, coming out. So, and then plus, I think the first season was also for everyone to get used to of the camera, you know, because even though, like, for me, for example, I was used to of like picture and stuff like that, that's fine. But like when it's a camera, it's different. And then, you know, you have to do, and then, yeah, it was just like everyone has to get used to of having these old people like around you and, you know, filming and everything. Now to a point that right now we got so comfortable that sometimes we forget this camera. So that's not good too.
Totally. Well, season one, like, you know, the narrative was kind of, you know, like, you were younger, Mary was older, yeah. You know, you were like the boy toy, like that was the edit, so to speak.
Yeah.
You know, did you have a reaction to that? Like, did that bother you? I mean, you know, like you were a fan favorite from this shirtless scene on, like, I don't know if you realize that the fans were like, let's see more of him. But like, you know, that whole narrative, because that is the narrative at first that they kind of put out there.
I don't know. I think at the first season, like you said, the only thing is I think I was portraying more. I don't know if I was a fan favorite at the first season. I think at first I was more portrayed also in a way that people saw the same image, exactly what you said. I was young. I was with Mary that was a little bit older than me. Didn't know if I was just for the money or didn't know what I wanted. Didn't know anything about me or if I was serious on what I was going to commit to do or whatever it is. So I don't know if I was a fan favorite at first, but once I feel like after season two, when they saw that I was standing for my, you know, for my value and my point and for my wife, and also that I was actually doing everything that I said I would do, because I have only one word, you know, and after that point, yeah, everything went like, I think so many other people, like 99% of the people like were like so nice and I was like, actually, yeah, we really love you. Actually, you're like really, you know, true of your word, and you can, we can see how much you love Mary and everything. The first season, I think, was like borderline. They didn't know anything about me. And I don't know if they saw enough to know that I was going to actually do everything that I say. But so I think, yeah, that was like, at first it was like, is he here for money and for Mary, or is he here for like serious?
But that's true. It really was season two. You're right. Like season one was more about like, does he want the money? They had certain scenes where she was paying for things. I mean, we have editing, you know, you're right.
Yeah. So, but after season two, when they saw for the wedding, when I stand for us, for me and Mary, for with the Davina thing, so or anything that actually happened to my wife or anything like that, I always stand for. Then like from that point, like people like actually like really show me love and I'm really grateful for, you know, all the love and support that I've got so far, yeah.
What about in season two? Because season two, like a big storyline was about like, you know, your marriage and then like the venue fell through and then you ended up getting married at like that, you know, the client's great place. Mm-hmm. And listen, we're way past this now. But then there was the whole thing that came out. Oh, my God, scandal. You know, you guys were already married in real life. And you remember, I mean, it was a thing at the time and we're past that. But what was that like?
Well, obviously, I mean, it's not like I don't know how we end up by coming out. So we were married because we signed the paper a couple months before. There was just so to give an example, our best friend Mary, Jason, Amenza, Brett, me, Alex, my partner, anyone, no one of those people even they. Some of people like I think there was like two or three that knew. Because obviously we said that, but other than that, no one else was here. The only person that was here because we had to have a witness was the person that actually got us married on the show, right? And so we just went, the three of us, just because we wanted to sign the paper and wanted to see what was going on. So for us, yes, we were married. Like we signed the paper. We never felt married. We didn't even, you know, we never felt like we were actually married. Our family weren't here. The friends weren't here. We didn't celebrate. We didn't do anything. So for us, actually, yes, if they want to call that you were married, yes, we were actually married on paper. Did we ever feel like we were married? No, we were more like testing it out and everything. And the more we talk about it, actually, there's so many people that actually do that. They just sign the paper, they get married and everything. And then, you know, they see where it goes and then later on. So for us, when we did actually the wedding on the show with my family, with her family, like our best friend and everything, that was actually for us until this day, for us, this is our wedding, you know.
It is like that's the date that you celebrate as your.
Exactly. Well, no. Well, then now I have to celebrate two dates. But so now I'm celebrating the date when we sign and then the date when we get married. But so it's more funny for us. It's just like, so now we have two things to celebrate. But I mean, till this day, like, yeah, for us, like the day we got married for us was like the day we celebrate with our friends and family. Like, you know, so.
I mean, that makes logical sense to me.
Yeah.
What about, like, did you feel, you know, because like I said, like in the show, like there was this whole, oh my God, this age difference. There is an age difference. I mean, I don't care. Did you guys feel that just like having nothing to do with the show? Just like you met, you moved here. Like, was that a big issue between the two of you?
No. Obviously, we never asked the age of each other until that the day I asked her out, right? And then that day, obviously, I knew that will come out at some point. I knew she was older than me. I didn't even know. I was guessing like, oh, she is like whatever. I knew she was older than me. I didn't know what, but I didn't want to ask because I knew that it would be like, you know, question. So when we went out the first night, she asked me and she said, oh my God, because she thought about like, you know, her son and everything. So, which makes sense. And then after and then I asked her out, I'm like, okay, you don't even seem like, you know, that whole, you look super hot and you're young and everything. So, but at the end of the day, like I told her, I'm like, I get it. That's a number. And I get it, that's usually like the guy that's older than the girl or stuff like that. But at the end of the day, I'm like, I don't really couldn't care less about it. Because it's just like, I'm not going to go with a girl that just my age, just to say like I'm girl my age, if for me she's boring. Like, she's the one that makes me happy. And I feel I'm mature enough to be with her. And as long as, you know, she's the one that makes me happy, I don't care the age that, you know, difference that we have. It's just like, if she's the one that makes me happy, that's the one I'm gonna be with, you know.
Why do you think society still, listen, like you said, like if you were older than her by the same age difference, probably nobody would be talking about this.
Well, absolutely not. Yeah, no, never. I don't know. That's one thing I have for me, and I guess so far for me it works, but I really can care less about like what other people think. As long as me and the person concerned are happy, that's all I care. So if people are not happy because there's an age difference, then that's not what the people are used to, then.
I think that that's a good, well, in as seasons progress, we saw like your day job was represented, like they really kind of worked in, you know, that you're a project manager and that really kind of became a thing. How is that going? I mean, I know that, I mean, I see from your Instagram, you are working, you have this real job that you work at every day.
We've been working, my ass off. And then I think, because for a long time, they didn't have any contractor or anyone like they would recommend. Because it's the same, like every time you recommend someone or you bring someone at your work or in any type of work, when you bring someone, when you recommend someone and you put your name on it, that's your image that's, you know, on the line also. And so for so long, you know, the Open and Good didn't have any people that they could recommend properly because, you know, the always worry that, you know, what if it doesn't go through or what if it doesn't do what needs to be done and then after they issue and they comes back to us, but you don't want. So for so long, so once they saw that what we were able to do, me, my partner and everything, we start getting more and more and more. And now we get like, we work like a lot with the Open and Group, but we also have our own, own projects on the side and everything. So yeah, we've been like crushed, like, and since COVID, because everyone wants to do everything at the same time, because people have been spending, you know, more time at the house. So they get to they have the time to like check all the little details and stuff that they usually don't do because they always go to work, come back and don't have the time to. So no, it just been like intense.
It seems like you've been really busy. I saw you just did Kelly Mee Lee's house from Bling Empire.
Yeah, we just finished it actually not too long ago, and then, well, obviously apparently she wants to keep going and do more. And I mean, that's one of her house. That's not the only, but like that's the one we've been working. And then, and is the work we have done actually changed, like, you know, it's like black and white. It's like amazing. Like, yeah.
It's seriously, everyone should go look at these before and after pics. They're like, I mean, a lot of them are too, not just hers, but it's like insane. What was working with her like?
Yeah, so I met her a couple of times. She was invited, so we met her and the cast of Bling Empire. Whenever they did the show, I'm not from the US actually for once. So what's it called? You know when they're gonna say out of 100 people, like what's the most women's gonna have in their bag or whatever it is. You know that show?
Yeah.
So they were like battling against Bling Empire anyway. So then after this, we had a dinner with them. So that's when I met them, because I didn't go to the game. And so that's when we met her for the first time. And after, I think I met her like twice or something like that, two other parties that we've been doing with, the cast of Selling Sunset and everything, because we really liked her. And Kane especially, like they both like usually come to our party. And then, after she was looking for some people to redo a place. So she contacted us, after we've been working with her, and she's been like really amazing. She's super easy to work for. And then, I think I was also on my side doing everything I could to make sure that, that's the thing. So as long as this client, that's harder, that's another, obviously. But as long as you do your best to make sure that they don't have to get to a point that they start thinking out, asking questions and everything, that you give them all the answer and you make sure that everything is going properly and well, usually, everything goes well. But plus, she became a friend, at this point, and she's super nice, yeah.
It's very stressful doing a home renovation.
Yeah, that's for sure.
It really is.
And even more with those clients, like, because like, when you got to this point where it's like really wealthy clients and everything, they become picky to a point that's not even funny. You know what I mean? So for me, as a project manager, I have to be above the expectation. Don't have to deal with like all those questions, because once your clients start freaking out and asking questions, and what is it? What is that? Then after you're going to be. So on me as a project manager, I have to make sure to always be above the expectation to make sure that this is never happened. So the expectation is pretty high 90% of the time.
How was Kelly in terms of like those that freak out and are demanding on like.
She was super cool. She wasn't there much because obviously when there was those big renovation, she actually was out of town. For a while, but I was dealing with her assistant. She has like one or two assistants that was, pretty much here there. But I was giving, information and update, every time I was seeing them and telling them how it was going and everything. And obviously the old project went like pretty smoothly, and then everything went like super well. So I mean, they could see themselves because they were also coming to the place to take some little video. They sent to Kelly just to give a little update. But so far now it's been like really easy, and Kelly never said anything. Obviously, I keep asking her also, it's good to have a feedback and also see if there's things that I haven't seen, because I try to have my eyes on everything. But most of the time we have like 2, 3, or 4 projects at the same time. So me, I'm turning between everything. So as far as I know, I'm good at it. So I've been doing well. But it's always good to ask the client itself. Let me know if there's things that you see that bother you, or do you want to change or anything like that. And no, she was like super easy. And then with her, actually everything went super well. And we had a list of what we wanted to go through and everything, and everything has been done. So yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Well, before we get to season 5, in season 4, we saw, you had a bit of a bump in the road with Miss Davina.
Yeah.
It started
season 2, though.
Yeah, it started. And, now we're in season 5. She's back at the brokerage, full time. She left for a minute. I mean, I had Mary on recently, so I know Mary has, she is now Davina's boss, so that's a whole different thing. But where are you guys now? I mean, where are you with Davina? Is there any relationship?
None, zero, none at all. Like I said, since this story, I'm someone super honest, and I'm not gonna go like 4 different ways to tell you what I have to say, right? So. Like I always say, I told her what I had to say, and I will never accept what she said to a supposed friend or whatever. I don't call that friend. If you can say that to someone, so whatever, I'm not gonna argue about that. But she said what she said. I told her what I was thinking about it, and that for this reason, I will never have her in my life, and I don't see any anything for me, that would change it. So I don't wish her anything bad now, If she can be one of the greatest realtor in LA, even if I don't know if it's going to happen, great for her. Do it. Does she needs to change her personality and the way she acts sometimes? Yes, I think so. But again, that's me. Now, she does whatever she wants. As long I don't want her in my life, right? I don't wish her anything bad. That's just what I say. I say, never expect me to have me as a friend or whatever, because that's not going to happen. Now do your things and I do mine, and then that's it. No, I always say to my wife, because my wife was always like the biggest heart ever and everything. I'm like, I'm not asking you to not talk to her or to be in conflict with her because of me. You know what I mean? I just don't respect her for what she said about our couple in our life, you know? So but that's me. But I'm like, you know, it doesn't mean like, and apparently my wife keep telling me that she changed everything, and good for her, you know? I mean, you know, she needed it. So, but that's all, you know, as long as she does her things and I do mine, that's all.
Did you watch this whole season of season 5? Like, have you watched the whole thing so far?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Now Mary said basically the same thing when she was here, you know, that she works with Davina and there's no problems, but you may not be there at the moment and you might never be there. But like, as you watched season 5 or you watched it, like, did that change your opinion at all of her? You know, like,
she kept trying to make me change, and I saw the show. So I'm gonna tell you exactly what I said to my wife. Yes, I did saw a little bit of changement, right? No, it's not night and day. There's a couple of times like she says stuff, I'm like, damn, that's my girl, she's still here. You know, she doesn't let us down. But yes, now did I see some changement? Yes, I've seen it. Does it change my opinion? No. Because I think personally she needs to change, right? But that's me personally. I need to think she change. Tomorrow, even if she changes, doesn't mean I still want her in my life. I don't think we're going to ever be friends. And that's just who I am. And so,
so as you were watching it, you had moments where you're like, wow, Mary, maybe you're right. She changed. And then you saw moments where you're like, there's the Davina that I know.
Oh, no, I saw she changed, but it still doesn't mean that I'm going to be friends with her.
You just don't need it in your life.
No, exactly. There's nothing, there's nothing for me that make me like, you know, I don't want to miss on that or anything like that. It's just like, I wish her the best and I hope she's going to change. Now, even if she changed, doesn't change anything for me.
What if she had like some side project that had nothing to do with the O Group and she called you and she wanted to hire like a firm to be like the project managers and help with the renovation? Would you go down that road with her? Well, let's just say, you know, as a broker that she needed, like she wanted to bring you a project. Like she said, hey, a client of mine wants to buy this and they want their whole house renovated and I want to give you the business, like just business, you know, would you work with her?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, business is business. You know what I mean? And I don't wish her anything bad. I wish her the best. If she can bring me business and if I can bring her business, who knows? I don't know. Like so far right now, between all the projects we have and everything, we keep telling no to people because we have too much project. But now, obviously, I'm not silly. Yes, if you know, ever happened, she bring me on a big project. I mean, she said like, why not? And you know, because I'm not the only one. I'm partnered with like two of my best friends. And if we go down that, who knows? Maybe, you know, business is business. I don't mix business and you know. And personal, but again, we can work together. You know, I can do a deal with her, but again, it would be also I would be working for her client, not for her. But if she brings me business and I can bring her business, who knows? I mean, I would never bring her business in some way, because if I have to bring business to an agent, that would be to my wife for sure. You know, it's a no-brainer. But if she brings me business because you know she knows we're good and her clients are looking for someone and everything. Who knows? Yeah, maybe it's business, you know, it's not personal. And yeah.
So. That's true. Are you upset that she's back at the O Group? I mean, if she never came back, then Mary might have anything to do with her.
Oh, no, I don't care. My wife tells me that she changed and she became good and now she's cool with her. And then, you know, so no, I personally don't care. It doesn't change my life. I don't go that much to the group. Like, you know, we're working a lot with them, but I'm constantly on the project, so I don't see her. So if it's good for the group and if she changes and, you know, it goes well with my wife, then so be it. You know, it doesn't change me anything like to have her or the group.
What did you think of this season as you watched it? Because like you said, you weren't at the O group, so you were seeing a lot of the things for the first time.
But for everyone, because, you know, each scene we don't know what everyone's seen this filming, you know? So,
right.
Nothing. Well, Christine is doing a little cuckoo, but other than that, I'm so proud for my wife, you know, to get that promotion. I think she deserves it so much. I'm so proud of her because she's been working her ass off and like since day one. And I always tell her, and even at first when we start dating, she said, "Oh, I'm sorry, I have to work and everything." I'm like, "Do never apologize for working. I actually love it, and I admire you for being such a hard worker." You know what I mean? And I think that's what works so well also in between us, because also I'm working so much. She never blamed me for it. So I think we're proud of each other. So I'm really proud of my wife for, you know, getting that that position, and so she well deserved it. And that's about it. I mean, you know.
What, you know, we saw, like, you know, right, you guys do both work really hard. Like, it's hard. Like you said, you had a date night last night for like 2 hours. It's hard. What's going on? Like,
I think that was 3 months. The last date that we had was, I can't remember when we went, when I took her. But yeah, that was Valentine's Day. For Valentine's Day, I took her to Maui in Hawaii. That was the last time we had a date. That's it. So it was 3 months.
Wow. So like last night, this 2 hour date, what did you guys do on this date last night?
We were on the phone a lot because of, you know, business wise. And then after the date, but we still, it's just nice for us to, it might seem silly to some people, but for us just even to be able to get out together and everything, and just those little moments we appreciate. And so we've been trying to do more like some little getaway and staycation and stuff like that to be able to really spend time together. But even those little moments for us, like it's better than nothing. So we're taking it.
And last night you guys went to dinner.
Yeah, last minute. It wasn't planned. And then I told her, I'm like, because we're supposed to meet someone after. And I'm like, well, I'm like, what if we go to dinner? And she said, okay. So we call one of our friends and we got a reservation to one of the new restaurants in LA. And I was super fun. And we enjoyed. And even if I was short, then, you know, we did have a good time. Yeah.
And you guys had a good time. But you were on your phones at some point.
Well, yeah, sometimes it happened because, you know, business is constantly and the problem with LA, and even more with her, especially because when it's later at night, she has all her clients from overseas, which actually one of her clients actually flew. So she is from London. So actually when it's nighttime for her, she's talking with all her clients that's overseas. So, you know, it's always like this. For me, it's a little bit more quiet on the at night. Even though sometimes I still have to do a phone call and everything, but it's a little bit more quiet for me at night. But for her, like all the clients that are actually in the US, like it gets like a little bit more, you know, quiet. But then all the clients that's overseas then start to reach out and everything. So it's like a constant thing, but, you know.
Wow. What about, you know, we saw this storyline this season about the embryos and, you know, you guys were freezing and you weren't sure, like, what's up with that? Like, I know you might want to have children right away.
Yeah, we still want to keep our options, you know, available. And so, yes, obviously, you know, we have this, you know, age gap. And then so we just want to do all this procedure and everything to always have the choice to, like, you know, if we decide to make that step, to be able to do it and not, like, wait. And last minute, and then say, okay, like in 2 years, oh, we want to do it. Oh, yeah, but it's too late because her eggs and then everything, you know, or whatever it is. So we do want to have that step because right now we're like, we barely see each other. So obviously we don't want to have a kid right now. I'm like, if I don't see you, who's going to see the kid, you know? So, but that way we can have the option that, you know, one, we're going to start to slow down a tiny bit, you know, later on. At least have this option that, you know, we are able to do it if we decide to do it.
Do you have any, like, strong feelings? Like, do you definitely want children or are you not sure yet?
The thing is, so, yes, I do want children. Nah, I never thought about having children before, like, you know, late 30s or something like that. That's just what I was planning on, you know, that was my thing. So, obviously, I know that's going to have to be sooner if that's the case. So, I don't know. We right now, it's just too crazy. So, yes, I do want it, but it's hard for me to realize it because right now it's just so crazy that I'm like, I can't imagine to have one right now, you know, because I don't want to have one and then have someone like raising my kids for me either. So it's just a little bit hard for us to see. And then obviously for me, the opinion of Mary, you know, I want to make sure that we both want it and not just me also. So yeah, that's something we obviously, and I appreciate her, you know, we're doing this whole process to make sure that we still have this option if we decide to go to. But yeah, no.
That makes a lot of sense. What about Jason and Chrishell? I mean, I know Mary kind of figured it out and then Jason told her and then Mary knew and they knew. How did you find out? Because Mary, I think, explained that you also kind of figured it out.
Oh, we're all best friends. I go... Not as much anymore. I used to go to the gym every day with Jason and Brett, and we always hang out together. And I mean, you know, when it's your best friend, you know, there's things that you can see, you know, I don't see. And then I think it was like just one night, I think Jason was on the phone with Mary and they were like talking. And I'm like, you know, I'm not dumb. I know something's going on, right? And then Mary was on the phone and she tells Jason, she said, I think my main man knew. Jason was like, no, I'm like, yeah. You know, it's not easy, but it's just because, and plus they were using my wife, you know, so many times to cook, which I think was cute, you know, but they were using my wife because they didn't want to be by themselves. And then me, I was walking, so I couldn't go. So they were going them three sometime out and everything. So my wife had to tell me I'm going with them and everything. I'm like, yeah, come on. So no, I think that was cute. The way I found out. I mean, I had like some doubt, but you know, I didn't really talk about it. But that was cute, I think, and I was super happy for them. And then you know, they decided to go separate way. They do, you know. I just they became such a close friend that I love them both, and I wish them like all the happiness in the world. And you know, if it's together, it's together. If it's not, it's not. You know, at the end of the day. Just do whatever makes you happy, you know.
Do you think that there's any chance they would get back together?
As far as I can make a statement like this. I have no idea. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what their position right now. You know, I know there was. That just was such a like a powerful and strong relationship they had. So when they decided to go separate ways, were like pretty hard. So I don't know where are they now. So I'm not gonna make any, you know, statement about it.
Well, everyone who watches this show would like them back together, like tonight.
I mean, yeah, I mean, I see that and I love them together and it was so fun. And then when we went to Italy, we were like together and that was so much fun. But yeah.
Well, I was going to say, you said you watched the season and you said like, okay, well, like Christine went a little crazy. That might be like an understatement. Like, did anything did you know what was coming? I mean, I'm assuming you're married to Mary. She would tell you things that would happen in the office.
Yeah, I didn't even know everything, because like I said, we don't get to see Mary. And also, I mean, also, Mary keeps a lot for her, and then sometimes when she comes home, she vents. But I think sometimes we also like to not talk too much about it, because, you know, we're already living it. So sometimes when we go home, we like to have a little break from it. Obviously, always give my support to my wife and will always, but I knew a little bit, but not every single details, I would say.
Was there anything that you saw Christine do this season as you watched that shocked you?
As dumb as it sounds. I think there's so many that I can't even think about, like one especially. I don't know if there's one that was like, wow. It's just because it's an accumulation of things that, you know, it's been happening that I'm like, really? Like, it's like, and the thing is like, and that's why also sometimes it's hard for people to understand why are all the girls writing that way. It's because there's so much things going on outside of the show, also with the press and everything, that we know about it, but not everyone knows about it, right? And so this whole thing's cumulated, you know, at the end of the day, like, get to a point that girls don't want to deal with that anymore, you know? So the man looks like, oh, but why are they overreacting? No, there's no overreaction. It's just because there's this whole part of things that no one especially knows about it that happened, that we all know about it, that at some point the girls like gets over it. So
there is a lot of the press. The press is a part of the show. It's a part of like every reality show these days.
Exactly.
It really is.
Yeah. But the problem is like people, unless they look for it and they search and everything, they don't know about all the details of who said what to who and why, you know what I mean? So unless you're like, sir, like one of the biggest fan and then follow every single article of like everything, the whole cast of Selling Sunset, which you might know about it, it's going to be hard for everyone to follow, which is totally fine, you know, but that's why after the problem is like the way, like, you know, when they say like the girls are bullying Christine, I'm like, give me a break, dude. I'm like, you know, they're not bullying anyone. So
that is what they said. And yeah, I mean, like, it's my job to follow, so I follow. But you're right. Like, for most people, if it doesn't happen on the TV, it could be in print so many times. It's you don't catch everything. You just don't, because you're not looking for it.
Yeah. Even me as a cast of Selling Sunset, right? As the husband of one of the main cast, I don't even know everything about it. So if I don't know and I'm part of the show, you know, people that's not even like, that just fan that watch the show, who they can know about it? You know what I mean? But I'm not looking for it either. You know, some of the fans actually look for it. But, you know, it's a whole thing.
Did you yourself, because I mean, I really can't remember, like, even though, I mean, here I am telling you I know everything, but I really don't. Did you yourself really have any problems with Christine? Like, I know Mary does and the girls do, but like, you know, you had issues with Davina. Like, did you and Christine even have like a lot of interaction, or like, did you have issues with her?
Back in the days when Mary was living with her, I was there a lot. And I actually had a great relationship with Christine. I was going to, like, so many times in the morning, Starbucks, in pajamas together, like, going to get coffee and everything. So we had a great relationship. But then after, when we Mary moved out and we moved together, and then after the show started and everything, we saw like the things going separate ways and everything. And then after, since Mary took like the side of Christine, because Christine felt like she like betrayed her, so she just took the right side. It wasn't like, it's not, but yes, you're my friend, but if you fucked up, you fucked up. You know what I mean? I'm not gonna take your bike because you fucked up. Me, the first one. If one of my close friends fucked up, I'm gonna tell you you fucked up, bro. I mean, like, chill. You know, I'm not gonna, you know, take your defense because you're my friend. If you fucked up, you fucked up. And then Christian at that point was just new and then didn't do anything wrong to Mary and everything. So it's not like, you know, she has any reason to. And so I think this is, that's the whole things that create the bridge. And then after it keeps going and going and going. And then after this, all the other person that came, the other cast member that, you know, came in and then just create like a bigger bridge. And then to a point that all the girls are on one side and Christine on the other. So it's like, but for them, it's like her mostly that create that bridge and make it so long. So
it is. But right, like, I guess, well, if you had to spend a week alone on a deserted island and you could either spend it with Christine or Davina, who would you choose?
If I could make sure that that's the Christine that I knew back, oh, I'd take Christine all day long. Yeah, because Christine had actually good relationship with her before. You know what I mean? It's really, we didn't have anything between me and Christine so far, but I just take my side of my wife. You know what I mean? And it's not only taking the side of my wife. It's like all the things fucked up that she's been doing. That I know the truth, right? And everyone can see it, like, you know, saying stuff and lying and everything. This I will never agree. And plus, it's my wife. So all day long, I'm going to be behind my wife, right? So that's the things. But to me personally, there's nothing really that we didn't have an agreement or anything like that. You know, that Davina, at the end of the day, we never had any relationship, like, really. We never, like, we'd be friends. So I wasn't, like, best friend with Christine, But I knew that I had like okay, relationship with Christine, like, you know, we were laughing and all the time and everything, you know, but well, long time ago, but.
Well, this is why you're a good husband, because you take Mary's side. That's how course. It should be. What about, you know, I know you don't work at the O Group, but, you know, I think Christine is fired. Is there anything you'd like to share with us? She's not on the website anymore.
I don't know all the details, so I'm not going to go that way. But obviously, I mean, from just what I've seen in the show, anyone that's outside of the show, from what I've seen in the show and I heard from the show, it's hard to, you know what I mean? It's like, I don't know if anyone can like make a point for her to be. Now, I don't know what was the decision. And again, it's not because she's not on the group side that she's going to be out of the show, because this decision by Jason and Mary to be for the group, but there's a decision from Jason and also the head of Netflix to decide about the show. So I have no idea what's the case yet. Obviously, she hasn't been much since then. So I never get to see her either at the office regardless. But yeah, I haven't. I try to not even especially talk about it, you know, at home, like I said earlier. But no, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, I don't see why would she be. But still, you know, at the office, after doing what, I mean, me as a project manager, if one of my guys do something like that, obviously that will be like a no-brainer, right? So, but I'm not 100% sure, so I don't know. I can't make any statement about that. We'll have to wait, because even me, I'm not sure.
And but yeah, like, it is two different things. Like you said, one is a Jason Mary decision. One is like a Netflix decision, just because you're not at the O Group. Let's face it. We all know if Netflix wants you as part of a TV show, whether you work there or not, you're going to still be part of the show.
That that's for sure. That's big things. After I know that they've been pretty strict also of the fact that you have to be a realtor and working at the Oppenheim Group to be part of the show at beginning. But now she's been, you know, a main character since like five seasons now. So if we get picked up and if, you know, there's more and everything, then obviously there will be the one making the decision with Jason. But until that point, I don't know.
What about the fact that she didn't show up to the reunion and she says she has COVID and that there's pictures 2 days later? And
but that just keep adding to the stack that she's been doing, you know, so obviously.
Well, my prediction is that she is fired from the O Group. And my prediction is that she is also fired from the show. I do not think she's coming back. That's my prediction.
There's many people, I think, the same way. After, like I said, I have no... And I swear to God, I don't even have any like actual like facts. So I don't know. Obviously, like I said, like, yeah, many people feel that way. But again, the decision is not mine. And I haven't heard back from it so far. So I don't know.
And by the way, I'm just going to add a third thing. And my other prediction is she doesn't care. My other prediction is I don't even think she cares. I think she's like, see you all later. See you Netflix. Yeah.
You know.
I had a question because I was doing a deep dive and looking at all these great projects you were doing on your Instagram, all these before and afters, looking at you at Coachella. I noticed this picture on your Instagram of you staying here, having a great night out with your boys, and it's you, and it's somebody else that works at the Oppenheim Group, and then it's your other friend, Chris Humphreys.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, we like prepare here behind the velvet rope before we invite a guest on. So your friends, Chris Humphreys.
Yeah.
How do you know Chris Humphreys?
So he was, he's been friends with the twins for a while now. He's a good friend of one of the agents. His name is Peter, right? The guy that I was actually dating with Emma. He's an agent. And so, but they were playing basketball together. They were professional together. So I think that's how they met. Then after, obviously, bringing him, so they met the twins. So sometime he was coming here in the intern. And then so I met him at first a long time when I started dating Mary. But he was a little bit like, you know, short, and then, you know, obviously, but I mean, I'm sure he has, you know, it's been a while that he's been out there. So obviously, probably a lot of people that are, reach out to him and stuff like that. So at first it was a bit short, but when I think he saw that there was sticking around and everything, so we started talking more and everything, and now he became a good friend. Yeah.
I mean, did you know him back when he dated Kim Kardashian?
No. To be honest with you, I had no idea who he was before I came to the US. So then obviously after, I didn't even know, I swear to God, till this day, if no one told me that he was dating Kim Kardashian before, I didn't even know that was a thing, so.
He doesn't, I mean, dating, married, divorced, the whole thing. You mm-hmm. had no idea of this.
No. I think like a few years ago, like, you know, quite a bit. And then, I didn't know him at that point. I wasn't even in the US. And obviously when I met him, I didn't know. I can't remember who I ended up by getting to know it, but I found out. And then, you know, but I'm not going to go to see, hey, bro, like, you know, what's up with Kim, you know? I know it now, but I don't talk about it. And no, I just, I don't get to see him often because he's, he's traveling a lot. But, you know, every time he comes in LA, he comes and says hi. And so far we've been having a great relationship. He's a super fun guy. Yeah.
I just saw that. I was like, well, that's interesting. Are you the type that gets starstruck? Like, you know, like I know I talked to Mary, you know, she goes to all these award shows now. I imagine you guys do a lot of red carpets. Like, do you get starstruck? Like when you meet, you live in LA. I mean, everyone's just a person, but you're meeting a lot of people. Like, I'm sure, do you ever meet someone you're a fan of and just say, oh my gosh?
No. I mean, so far I haven't met it. I can think about, I mean, there's a few person that, you know, I would obviously love to meet.
Like who? Who would you love to meet?
Oh, like big person, like I saw him at the award show, but The Rock, the Dwayne Johnson. I would like to meet him. One of my favorite comedians, it's Kevin Hart. I think it's so funny. I just would love. I wouldn't get starstruck because I think I'm still a human, but I will respect him a lot for who he is as a person, because obviously they've done like such a big things, you know. But I think I would love to meet them to see if actually they are how I always, like, you know, imagine them as a person, not as an actor, or, you know, because, you know, people can be different, obviously. But I don't know, there's Arnold Schwarzenegger, obviously, has always been like, you know, a big figure. There's a couple artists like this, like the Wonder Woman, I think she's super pretty also. But there's like a couple of people like this, like Jason Statham also. I love, like, there's a couple like big, name out there that I would love to meet. But it's more, to see if the image of the person that I always had is the same. And also because those person for me have accomplished such like big things and great things. So I think there's so much to look up on them that I would love to meet them, just to meet the person, but also to listen to their, you know, past and experience and what they've been through, and maybe, you know, try to learn a little bit from it.
I think so too. It's like you want to meet them and you're just like so in awe of like what they've accomplished and how talented they are. Exactly, like they're larger than life. They're still a person. You're just like,
exactly. Yeah.
The talents you have. Is there anything else you want to cover? Like, I mean, I like to give people a chance at the end to bring anything else up. Season 6, I can guarantee you, is going to happen. So, you know,
maybe. Yeah, I mean, if you can tell me now, I hope we haven't. They wait, you know, to see how season 5 is doing and everything before we get like a pickup. So, as of right now, everyone is saying, we hope it is happening. We don't have any, statement yet, but hopefully, yeah.
Well, let me tell you, it was the number one show in the US and the number one show for Netflix in like almost every country. So I'm going to tell you that season 6 is happening. Okay. I don't work for Netflix, but it is going to happen. Let me just tell you.
So. I hope so. Yeah, I hope so. And then, well, thank you to everyone so far, you know, that been watching. It's true that, it's been a real pleasure for sure. But otherwise,
It's great. I mean, like, you know, it's great seeing you. It's great, like, the work you do. Like, you know, where can everyone find you online? Because, like, really, the it's great work. I mean, if anyone needs...
most likely they can reach out to me. So I have me, or we have an assistant that's going to my DM also. You know, obviously I can see everything, but reach out to me or via email, you know, but my on Instagram, it's a Jeromaine Bonnet, same for TikTok, I believe. And then, yeah, otherwise my, you know, via email, they can, you know, reach out to me. But on my social media, they have the link to my email. So check Lee, and then, you know, obviously try to work together. Otherwise, they can go on the Instagram of the company I'm working for, the White Glove Estates. Obviously, that's also another way, maybe easier, because there's not as many followers, and so they don't have to go through the bunch of things. But yeah, no, that's the way to do it.
It's all good. Well, listen, I've enjoyed watching you over 5 seasons. I feel this is the best reality show out there at the moment. And I don't say that to everyone that's
thank you
here.
So much.
Thank Mary again for being back here twice. You'll have to come back again. You're both wonderful. I really appreciate
thank you so much. Maybe next time together.
That's what needs to happen.
There you go.
Listen, you guys did my friend Melissa Rivers podcast together. So next time you have to come back here together as well. So
that would be great. Yeah.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. Thank Do not you. Work too hard.
Okay.
Take you. Care. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to yet another episode of Behind the Velvet Rope. Because without you listeners, I would just be a crazy person with voices in my head. And if you like what you hear, subscribe on Apple Podcasts under Behind the Velvet Rope. And when you're done subscribing, feel free to leave a 5-star write-up review, because the write-up reviews actually count. We read each and every one of them. We post the best ones, and the reviews really help our shows keep going. And we really appreciate everything you guys say, especially the positive ones. And if you want to find us online, we're at Behind Velvet Rope on Instagram. We are at David Yontef on Instagram. We're Behind the Velvet Rope on Apple Podcasts. Or head on over to Patreon, because you know what? There are just some things we can't talk about here. So for our bonus episodes, go to Patreon and type in Behind the Velvet Rope. And if you still aren't sick of me and you want more David, go to Cameo and book me on Cameo. And you can ask me anything there. I'll answer whatever you want. And I have a bargain basement price of $10. Thank you guys. See you soon.